Hello. On September 30th, at around 8 p.m., the Israeli Ministry of Health published a Facebook post regarding the Pfizer vaccine adverse effects, claiming that the vaccine is very safe to use, that there were almost no serious adverse effects from the vaccine, and that the few that were discovered are extremely rare. The ministry did mention some issues like myocarditis, claiming that there were only a few cases, also saying that out of over 3 million Israelis who received the booster shot, they found only 19 severe adverse effects. For the most part of the year, Israel did not run an online service or website for people to report side effects or post-vaccine related problems. When such a website was finally active, it received almost no media coverage, and most Israelis remained unaware of it. As a result, very few reports and testimonies were submitted, which caused the impression that the vaccine is very safe, when in fact people didn't know they could and should have been reporting these cases. What happened next was nothing but shocking. During the course of that evening and all through the night, over 25,000 comments and testimonies were posted as replies to the Ministry of Health original post. Most were first-hand testimonies of people who described how they or their relatives have been affected by the vaccine, detailing a variety of health issues they suffered from immediately after getting vaccinated, and some of them for a long time after the vaccine. The testimonies refer to all three vaccine doses, the first, the second, and the booster shot, which Israel is the only country giving it to the entire population over the age of 12, while most other countries do not recommend or even authorize the booster shot for the young and the healthy. Furthermore, Israel is now revoking the green passport from people who got the first two shots. Green passport that is a requirement by most places of work and leisure to enter, and that by Israeli health minister's own admission has no epidemiologic value, and is used to coerce people into getting vaccinated, even for a dose that was not approved, underlying once again the fact that Israel has volunteered its citizens to be a part of an ongoing experiment without any informed consent. But that isn't the most amazing thing in this story. The most amazing thing was that the Israeli Ministry of Health started deleting thousands of comments as soon as they recognized that negative responses were piling up. They were just disappearing one after the other. By noon the next day, out of more than 25,000 comments, about 5,000 comments were deleted. Luckily, many people realized that comments are being deleted and managed to take screenshots of those testimonies. Many of them reported that these were new medical conditions that they did not suffer from before, and some of them were pre-existing conditions that were amplified after the vaccine shot. Many also explained that the doctors and nurses who treated them told them that they treated many other patients who got vaccinated and were showing the same symptoms. These are some of the reported effects: problem with vision, allergic reaction, migraines, sleeping problems, chest pains, muscle aches, swollen lymph nodes, skin inflammation, heart problems, heart attacks, vaginal bleeding, menstrual changes, myocarditis, shingles, breathing problems, blood clots, facial nerve palsy, strokes, and death. Many people posted their testimonies under their full names, adding detailed medical descriptions. That was just a small portion of those testimonies. So, are these all anti-vaxxers just waiting for a Facebook post, or genuine people in pain and suffering? After all these people did get vaccinated, most of them two or three times. This video is not about lecturing anyone on what they should do with their body or if they should go get vaccinated or not. That is a personal decision. But people must take an informed decision based on transparency and clear and open communication and information from the Ministry of Health. What does it say when your own government, the people earning their salaries from the taxpayers' money, are doing everything in their power to hide, mislead, cover, and silence information regarding the vaccine and COVID-19. Health officials, who instead of supplying the public with clear and balanced information, are deleting thousands of comments, trying to cover up their own incompetence. Are Israeli health officials more loyal to Pfizer than to the Israeli citizens? Israel is a country that prides itself on being the only democracy in the Middle East, and has turned into one of the most extreme COVID regimes. And for all those people watching in other countries, remember that Israel was, is, by Pfizer's CEO's own admission and also by Fauci, the experiment that the world is waiting for. Something we were never asked or informed about. Ask yourself, before taking that decision, are you getting all the information you should be getting? Who are you getting it from? And is it being manipulated? In Israel, people who do not want to get vaccinated against COVID-19, even if highly immune due to having recovered from the virus, or even if the virus poses negligible risk to them, are being treated as second-class citizens. They're being suspended or fired, forced to go through endless series of tests at their own expense. Their ability to find work and move freely is being severely limited. By now, it is clear that the vaccine does not prevent people from being infected or from transmitting the virus to others. Yet people who refuse to take them, even if they already received 2 shots and experience harsh side effects, are being punished for their lack of compliance by a government led by people who have something to hide. That is not how a democracy looks like. Stay healthy, be safe, fight for your health, but not less important, fight for your freedom. Thank you.